This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
6:46, 14 till 7, Friday Girl. That's what I'm calling it. Some people call it Hermes Friday. They got a lot of different names for it, and you hate to put a name on it because it'll slight somebody. Let's call it Arthur Hardy Friday and welcome him in.
Hey, where you been at? As we said, we missed you.
I had General Cho's chicken declared war on me. I don't know why. I don't know what I did. But look, we've arranged a ceasefire, an end to the hostilities, perhaps a minor skirmish still here or there. But for the most part, Arthur, the peace has been achieved. Yes, the peace has been achieved, thankfully. Let's talk about today, because it really is. Boy, you know, I was driving down the Endymion route this morning, and they had an NOPD car out there with a spotlight on Orleans Avenue, just making sure nobody was setting anything up, and they weren't. But let's talk about today, because you start greasing the poles, what, at 10:30, I think they do that?
I think so. I've been involved in that contest a couple of times.
Have you?
Yeah, as a judge, okay. Not as a participant. No, that would not be a pretty sight.
I was talking to Brooke Laser from WWL the other day. I think she won last year, didn't she?
I wasn't there, but yeah, okay. I think I remember hearing that, yeah.
Anyway,
only in New Orleans. How many times do we say that this time of year, huh?
And Hermes, I understand, it pretty well takes over the French Quarter or Galatoise or something. What's the deal with
they're
it?
Up, they're all over the place, yeah. It's just a terrific day, and in a lot of ways, I think the weekend began last night. You know, was a wonderful tripleheader. I know they had some problems. One of the chaos floats broke down near Gary Hall, and that had to delay Muses. I don't know what time that got finished, but it had to be late. Huh?
Arthur, I've been here all my life, like you, and it just drives me crazy. This is what drives me crazy. You use these things one time a year, which could lend itself to that's why they break down, because they're only used one time a year. But you would think that they check and recheck and triple check and have everything just to make sure that nothing breaks down. But yet they do. Tell me about that.
Well, you know, a couple years ago I did a little statistical survey and found out that we all know some of these floats are used more than once. But there were 1,088 floats that rolled. So you got to figure the odds are one or two of those are going to break down. I mean, with that amount of people floats on the street.
This is true. And the potholes and everything else.
And the potholes. And that, apparently the chaos float got somehow caught in one of those manhole covers. I don't know how that happened. And they said, well, move it out the way. Well, you know, if it's an axle break, you can't just slide the float over. I mean,
what did you say just now? Only in New Orleans? Only in New Orleans would a Mardi Gras float hit an open manhole cover and break an axle.
Yeah, I don't think it was open. But anyway.
Either way.
But this weekend, you know, I have to tell you, I'm driving on the causeway right now, so I don't have my notes in front of me. I'm doing this from memory.
Well, I'll take you through it. We got Hermes tonight, then
Kruger. I got the lineup. I'm just saying I don't have the themes in my head and not any quotes at all.
Well, I want to start. I got you, Arthur. I got the Arthur Hardy Mardi Gras guide in front of me, so I'm ready, bro.
Yeah, you can't believe anything you read in that article.
Well, this is true, too.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omacid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omacid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
All right, everybody, it's here. The March to Spring Training and Opening Day is officially upon us. Hey, I'm Rob Bradford from Baseball Isn't Boring, and we'll have you covered every single day with instant reactions to late-breaking signings, determining which players are, yes, truly in the best shape of their lives, and behind-the-scenes stories from all the excitement and intrigue that spring training brings. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
In Slidell, a doubleheader because Dionysius got wiped out last week, so they're going to be with Celine tonight, and I'm honestly not sure which one goes first. I think it's Celine. And then Uptown, you know, the triple header of Hermes.
Yeah, I can remember as a kid, Hermes being just a beautiful parade with neon. Do they still do that or not?
Yes, they do. It's a gorgeous parade. It's really gotten big, and it's always been beautiful. And the satirical detente, and let me tell you, they've got some floats in that parade that are absolutely going to offend some City Hall personnel.
Yes, and, that's what they're supposed to do.
Yeah. And then Morpheus, which is really one of the success stories of Mardi Gras in terms of its growth in quantity and quality. So it's really something for everybody tonight. And the weather, I mean, you know, could it get much better? We're talking 80 degrees on Fat Tuesday. I mean, we're really blessed. Other than that wipeout Sunday, which, you know, we made up for. It wasn't the same, but at least they got the ride.
Hermes is a feast for the eyes. Coup d'etat is a feast for the mind, really, because you got to pay attention. And sometimes you'll be so, and I always say this, Arthur, with you every year, we're going to take a break here for traffic real quick, but you got to be careful with coup d'etat because you're so concerned reading the floats and trying to catch all the sarcasm and everything else that sometimes you get hit in the face with beads. So you got to be aware of both. We'll take a break, pick it up when we come back. Talk about Nam Tok on the West Bank tomorrow, the only parade, and I think, is in Algiers. And then we'll talk about Iris, all that stuff in the weekend. Looking ahead with Arthur Hardy, 650, 10 till 7, traffic now, WWL. 656, quickly back to Arthur Hardy, founder of the Mardi Gras Guide, moving on to Saturday's parades. Arthur, back in the day, man, in Algiers and my old stomping grounds, General Meyer and Lauderdale, we had Choctaw, we had Allah, we had, I don't think, Cleopatra ever started on General Meyer. I think that was always De Gaulle. But, you know, we even had, and you may know this as a Mardi Gras historian, on Mardi Gras Day, Cronus, which was a half-fast Mardi Gras parade that used to race through Algiers. You know about that?
Yeah, they did. Also had Grella. We had a group called Grella, Jeff Club, 1948. King Arthur. I mean, there was Mark Anthony, Nefer, Terry. Jeff, I'm doing this off the top of my head.
Well, let's talk about...
The Pride of Algiers, wonderful parade, and they have fun. They'll never leave Algiers, I can promise that. Tommy, one quick thing I wanted to mention about Hermes tonight. The theme of Joan of Arc and the crew of Joan of Arc at parades on 12th night will be, part of that will be in this parade.
Awesome.
So walking up, that are really, really neat.
That's cool. Tell me about Iris.
Oh, biggest crew in the history of Mardi Gras, 3,600 women. I mean,
a lot of people don't know that, parade. Huh?
Oh, yeah, and it's great, followed by Tufts, a big, irreverent, fun parade with their toilet paper. And, of course, Endymion, the biggest male supergroup. Katy Perry will be doing the entertainment at the Dome. They're so happy to be back at the Dome and have their original pre-COVID route. And I just wonder how many people are going to obey the rules of Long Orleans Avenue about no tents or canopies.
Yeah, what about the toilet paper with Tufts somebody texted in? Can they throw toilet paper?
Yeah, they are the only crew that's allowed to do that, and that may end after this year.
Okay, you know,
it's biodegradable. It's a special kind of toilet paper they're playing that will not stay in the trees for months. it'll disintegrate.
You know, you're talking to royalty. I'm a former Grand Marshal of Tucson. I don't know if you knew that or not.
I did know that.
Stop the parade, as a matter of fact, at the Calliope to get off the float and find a parking lot, because I had to. When you got to go, you got to go. That toilet is not functional. Let's talk about Sunday.
Sunday, my goodness, you know.
Wait, I skipped Metairie, Arthur. I'm sorry, I skipped Isis in Metairie on Saturday.
Not in Metairie, in Kenner.
In Kenner, rather.
And that's a very nice, small parade, but a nice parade. It's the only one in Kenner. Then Sunday, of course, you've got Mid-City, Okeanos Cove, that little group called Bacchus, the little king, Shaquille O'Neal. Mm-hmm. They had to read through the king's throne and the bathroom on that float because Shaq wouldn't have fit into the regular configuration.
Remember, I called it Shaqus. I came up with that. Shaqus, not Bacchus. Look, you talked about enforcing the tents and everything. What are you seeing so far? People playing nice? I saw a feature on TV yesterday where they waited, and then everybody about a half an hour ahead jumped the line and set everything up. Thoughts?
Yeah, that's what's happening. The key will be this weekend, how we handle this weekend. First weekend was kind of easy. But the challenge will be Saturday, Sunday.
Yeah, I thought about this, and I heard it said on some news story. I don't know what it was, but if they want to clear everything out, just cut the grass on the neutral ground 2 hours before the parade, don't you think? That would take care of itself. Just send lawnmowers out there. That would clear everything up. You got a freshly cut grass. Everybody's ready. Thank you, Arthur Hardy. Appreciate you as always, my friend. We'll talk to you Lundy, Groa.
Thanks,
Tommy. Be safe. Have a great weekend. Arthur Hardy, founder of the Mardi Gras Guide. We'll talk measles when we come back on WWL.